Hello, welcome to Bangkok Radio Swayze. Your wait is over. You can take the gun out of your mouth. We're back on the air. 2015, everybody. We made it. We were meant to have a crowd in the studio today cheering us on, but we couldn't get them to work through the speakers. But whatever, you know, next week.
What are you talking about, work through
the speakers? Work through the
microphones.
The seats.
We basically wanted to go and have our show in Times Square. We've been asked by whoever runs Times Square.
Mayor of London.
Yeah. And he, London, New York, he basically was like, we need you guys on to do a live show in Times Square.
Mm. It's an emergency.
Exactly. You know, people are feeling blue in NY.
Yeah.
PD. And
I want to say that they're not sad because of 9/11.
That's right. And they were basically, they wanted us to come along, but it's not happening this week. Maybe next week if you like.
Maybe next week. Yeah. If we have to, but what New York doesn't understand is that we can't afford to pay for our own tickets, and they're not willing to pay for us. I sent them an email being like, can you pay for us to come to New York? And they're like, who are you?
Oh, that the problem.
I was like, Zaz Bangkok Radio is racist. And they're like, that is a racist title that you've got for your show. And I thought, oh, all right. Anyway, we actually have a really good show this week, and I'm going to go out on a limb, and without even have recorded it yet, best show of all time.
I think it's probably the best one. So
have you ever seen Friends?
I've seen some Friends.
This is going to be as good as an okay episode of Friends. This episode of
like Bangkok a Monica Radio heavy.
Yeah, episode. Monica and Joey. Yeah. You know, the two of them don't really have any stories that connect without Chandler.
Yeah.
And you're just like, without Chandler, you two don't work as friends. Actually, a lot of the friends I can't see being friends outside of the friendship group.
But they like did a Phoebe, whole 12 series.
Yeah, I know, but like Phoebe and Ross aren't friends.
Phoebe like doesn't seem like she's friends with anyone, though. Yeah. She's kind of out there.
I really,
Joey seems to glue them together with his...
Do you think so?
I think so.
I think... well...
You need that comedic, like, idiot guy.
I just feel like Phoebe, she's just not their friend, and they...
Yeah, it does... I mean, realistically, it doesn't make sense, but it's the most dreamlike friendship group.
Oh, they got a dreamy friend. Dreamy friends.
I would love to be in their friendship group and just eat croissants on their couch.
All right, so all right, so
Friends.
We are excited. On a scale of 1 to 10, Hassan, how excited are you for the summer box office?
Tiger.
Summer movies. Tiger excited.
Tiger
Eamon,
excited.
Out of Tiger. How excited are you for the new
definitely
movies?
Tiger.
We got a tiger out of tiger.
It's tiger.
We got tiger out of tiger. I am fucking Black Panther.
Okay.
Excited.
Whoa.
Okay.
And militant excited.
Militant.
Yeah.
Fucking
guerrilla.
Guerrilla warfare excited.
Wow.
Although
you're very political.
They a guerrilla group.
They were. Yeah, but I didn't want to. You know. I think gorilla, not spelled like the zoo animal. But gorilla spelled like warfare.
To all our Black Panther listeners.
Wavera.
To all our Black Panther listeners, please do not militarize me.
There's at least 14 of them, according to our stats.
Oh, yeah.
From the stat man.
From our
stat man.
We got a stat man.
One, two, three, four, five. That's from our own statistician. How do you say that?
Statistician.
That's it. From our own status man.
I'm pretty sure statistics guy.
And he told us that there's 14 Black Panthers, active Black Panthers.
Active.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I didn't think the Black Panthers were active anymore.
No, well, they're active listeners. I don't know. That's the twist.
They're making a Black Panther TV show.
What?
I think for Netflix.
Oh, did that actually... What?
And that is a nice segue into the show that we've got going today. Yeah. We're going to talk about all the trailers that are coming out. We're going to talk about the movie season 2015. And by which I mean season, I mean the action movies that are coming out in 2015 that we managed to watch the trailers of before recording this show.
Yeah.
We watched one called Barber. We're not going to talk about that.
No.
We watched one called... We clicked the thumbnail because there was a lady with her boobies out. And...
disappointing. How you work.
But then it was only 1 second of the trailer. And then the rest of the trailer was a man murdering.
Yeah.
Which isn't interesting. Boobies are.
Yeah.
We should have took the name down of the guy that had the marker so we could actually get to the T's quickly.
Yeah.
The
video.
Should have sent out a prize.
Can I just say thank you to the YouTube community, because there is a man who found the boobies and he put them in his comment. He was like, skip to 207, thank me later. Skip to it, boobies.
This is us thanking you. Guy who isn't listening.
Mysterious stranger on YouTube. You know what I'll do? I'll find him.
Yeah.
Add him as a friend on our Google circles.
Yeah, let's get him.
Then I will
get him on the show.
We can have him as a guest. Yeah, we can have, I'll write that down right now.
All right. Guest. Stranger. Boobies.
He just wrote guest. And he just put a hole in it to make it official. There you go.
Okay, so Eamon was actually lucky enough to see the Avengers movie opening night, premiere night, an invite from Scarlett Johansson herself, Black Widow. I hope that your head wasn't all she ate that night. I don't know. That is spider humor for our fans.
Spider word.
So what was it like? What was the movie?
With spoilers aside?
No, yeah, no spoilers. Let's keep it spoiler free for most of the listeners.
Okay, I thought it was actually pretty good. I liked the whole sort of they kind of put in the possibility that the Avengers could possibly lose a fight. You know, they didn't make it as ridiculous as the first one, where they're being attacked by an entire race of aliens and they still come out smiling.
Yeah, but they had like a moment where
it was grim. It got grim.
I thought
the first one was all right. Still, it was all right. The second one is definitely
still all right.
It's definitely. I would say all right. I would say.
What is all right? So what is that out of 10?
Out of 10, all right is an official rating.
It's an official,
it's
like...
It's an acronym. That's the thing. I can't remember.
It's all...
Yeah, it's a company.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Hollywood stamps. So what are the levels? You got shits.
We don't use swear words
in the official...
Well, in all right. Do you know what I mean? They've got language that they use.
What's above all right? Is it like pretty good? And it doesn't have to be in a Cockney accent as well.
We only really review films that are alright, so that's sort of...
Yeah, I think that should be our thing.
Keep within the criteria.
I feel like alright gets a bad rep though, because alright means none wrong. Alright should mean perfect.
You think?
So we're going to say that Avengers is the perfect movie, because it's alright.
That's a come... Yeah, that's alright.
Yeah. I've not seen Avengers 1. Yeah. Someone recap.
Yeah, it's alright.
I had a feeling it was alright. It looked alright.
The Avengers tear shit up. Aliens.
I was going to say it was bad, but it was alright. To be honest, it was.
Michael Fassbender's in it.
Mm.
He's low key in it.
Yeah. But it was alright though.
Mark Ruffalo,
big time.
He's also the second one.
I actually think Mark Ruffalo is great.
I think he's great, and I like him as a Hulk, to be honest.
I was a skeptic,
but when I actually saw him as a Hulk, I was like, okay, because he was coming up against Edward Norton, who's amazing.
Yeah. I love Edward Norton. I didn't see him as the Hulk.
You didn't see him as the Hulk. He was good in the Hulk.
Wasn't Eric Banner?
Eric Banner was in the first one. Remake was with Edward Norton, which was I think much better.
I genuinely think that Eric Banner was only cast as the Hulk because he has the same surname as Bruce Banner, and Ang Lee was like, "This is kismet. This is too good to be true."
But his name's spelled like the beginning of banana, though. Isn't it B A N A?
High five.
Isn't it? When I saw it,
Eric Banner, the guy fucking dropped off the face. He did the Hulk, which was a shitty movie.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story about
he did Chopper though.
Which is a great movie, but I think that was probably before the Hulk. I'm not sure though.
That was
way before.
Here's a great story about the Hulk. Fucking the one time I tried to get closer with my dad, like tried to be American movie, like I'm gonna reach out and become close friends with my dad. I was like, "Hey dad, all my friends have seen this movie. Do you want to come with me to see this movie?" And he was like, "Yeah, sure." And we went to go see The Hulk. I thought it was gonna be hour and a half action movie, like nothing to hate. It's 3 hours long.
Oh,
he's not even the Hulk for the first hour and a half of that movie.
Yeah.
And like, we were just sat there, just like, oh my God. Jesus Christ. And I swear to God, the next time I was in the house, I was like, "Oh, I want to see that movie." And he was just like, "You don't want to see it with me though, do you?" I was like, "No, Dad. No.
Never again, Dad."
That was awful. I want to blame Ang Lee and Eric Bana for the current relationship I have with my dad.
I want to also blame
those fucking dickheads. Made me sit through the worst. I don't know. It was definitely the most awkward 3 hours of my life.
It wasn't a great film.
I shouldn't have been wanking though.
Yeah, I was trying to love your dad every 4 minutes. That's what trying to life. Speed up the father son bonding.
Yeah.
Give me a hug, Dad. Give me
a hug. Talking about crying.
What?
Go on.
That's another thing you didn't mention.
Oh wait, should we get back to the Avengers? What's it like? Does it look nice at least?
It looks amazing. I mean, I watched it in 3D as well, which I tend to not do. But you know, they sort of tailored the film to make it a good experience, I guess, if you like 3D. It was good because I liked Ultron. I thought he was a cool character. They made him quite dark, but he was quite interesting. You know, I was kind of rooting for him. They sort of made him likable.
Who's yeah. Ultron?
He's Ultron is the main sort of nemesis in the film.
Okay,
like the
antagonist.
Yeah, but it was good. It was good. I don't like Robert Downey Jr. that much.
Whoa! Sorry, we're gonna have to take a break right there.
I don't like Robert Downey Jr. that much.
And
to be
we're
honest.
Back. Eamon has been Echo. Fired Echo. From the show. Hey, like, what are you talking about? You don't like Robert Downey Jr.
I don't know, man. He just gets as Iron Man anyway. As Iron Man, he just gets.
But he's the same
nerves.
In every.
He's too cocky.
He's the same.
Yeah, I know.
He's
but
the
that's
fucking
not how I like.
Superhero.
Yeah, I know. But like, Iron Man. I think I'm biased because I liked Iron Man. He was one of my favorite characters as I was growing up. I used to watch the cartoon and everything. And I can see why they cast Robert Downey Jr. because he sort of had that aspect of his character, the sort of affluent, rich type guy. Mm. And I was just, you know, but he plays it on too much and he wasn't that far gone. He wasn't that much of a punce. You know, he was also quite a cool character. Mm. So I don't know. I don't like him that much as Iron Man anymore. I think in the first one I did, the first Iron Man film I did,
he's gone too much.
Yeah, in Avengers he's a bit up his ass.
Yeah, but he's so much associated with Iron Man now. I can't imagine another Iron Man ever.
Unless it was a black guy.
Yeah, that's the thing.
What happened to Don Cheadle as War Machine?
He is in the second one as War Machine.
Oh, yeah?
I thought he gets some airtime. It's cool. He's good. He's actually good in the film as well. He gets some airtime. And he's actually quite funny as well.
Yeah,
probably
yeah.
one of the funniest.
Well, I bet he is. He's alright. Yeah.
Didn't Iron Man? Wait, are you?
I've seen him in interviews. He's actually really funny as well. So
are you talking about? Didn't Iron Man in the cartoon have a black mate or
called
something?
War Machine?
Yeah.
Sorry. Played by Don Cheadle in the film Avengers.
I haven't seen the film, so what happens in the first one?
Scene by scene or
scene by scene?
Okay. Open. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk you through the. Press conference first. Josh Whedon's on stage, right?
Right?
And he's like, "We got as Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr." And then RDJ comes running on stage, and he's like,
"He doubles back, and he runs back again."
Woo! And then they had as the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo. He came running on stage, and I was like, "Yeah, Mark Ruffalo
doesn't double back because he didn't get
he's
a large
not,
shirt.
He's not as big enough." Then he had we got Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, and everyone was just like.
Are those fart noises?
Those are not fart noises.
They're like pee-pee fart noises.
They're making pee-pee fart noises.
Those are hand fart noises.
I really like Scarlett Johansson. I wish that I could just kiss her on the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Just quickly.
Right
just
all
there.
Over
just
the mouth.
Just one time.
Just
on the mouth.
Just a little peck on the mouth.
Just what about
peck
the side of the mouth?
Like a European hello. Not a weird, and, I'm drunk, and she's had a Bacardi Breeze too many.
She's in the house.
Just like, what?
You should make
like
it weird.
Mouth.
Go like sort of Asian with it.
But then just be
slow,
hugging
like
her
a
the
giggle
whole time.
At the end. Like,
sort of. For me, yeah.
Cover your mouth when you're laughing.
Thank you. What would you mean, thank you? You're just saying hello. And then I'd run. And then it'd be over.
And tackle Mark Ruffalo.
And then Josh Whedon came out on stage and he was like, "My whole life I've been." This isn't how he talks. But this is word for word.
This is how he talks now.
What he said. He was like, "My whole life I've been. Thinking about how I'd make the Avengers film." And then he looks at his cast because he has an all-star cast and he's like, "This is better." And I thought it was nice.
Did he actually
say
that?
Yeah. And then they made the film and it was good. Sorry, did you want the actual film?
Yeah.
Did you want... No, we're not doing that. Every
moment.
Can I just quickly say, are you guys excited for the new Terminator film?
Terminator Genesis.
Terminator... Is that what it's called? I call it Terminator Genesis.
Oh, yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, I put my name in it.
Yeah.
Just
I like that.
Swap the G for a B.
No, I saw what you did with the alphabet.
You could make it Terminator Amenesis.
Amenesis. It sounds sort of penile, though.
Yeah.
I don't like the way that's...
You call your penis a menace?
No, it's not. What is that? What do you mean?
I don't call it anything. I don't think, Hassan, I don't think you'll fit into the Genesis.
No, I'm not. I'm not so egocentric.
You're drawing penises all over.
Think of that. I think he's writing his name and making it a penis.
Anyway, Terminator Genesis. I'm not going to ruin it here on the podcast for you if you've not seen it. But the new trailer, there is a massive classic movie misstep where they put the fucking twist of the film. In fact, should we spoil it? To talk about how dumb it is.
We're talking about a trailer. Yeah,
yeah, it is a trailer.
Okay, so if you do not want to know. Fucking stop listening now, and I don't know.
No, just listen just and listen. Then forget about it. Yeah, just forget that section, alright?
So what they do in the trailer to this movie is they reveal that John Connor is a fucking Terminator.
Yeah.
What the
And I don't understand where that came from.
He's fought against Terminators since Terminator 2!
Mm.
They needed... I think what they did is, if you've ever seen the first trailer, that trailer was actually really shit.
Yeah, the first trailer was fucking garbage.
The first trailer was so bad that I think what they did is they were like, this is terrible. We've got a big name. That's not good enough. We can't just have Arnold Schwarzenegger in the film and that makes the film. So what they did is in between... When did the first trailer came out? It came out like
1972?
But the first trailer was about...
a few months ago.
3 months ago. So I think what they did is they scrapped the whole film in 3 months... They reshot it.
Oh, they remade the whole film? They
remade the whole film. That's what I'm thinking. That's plausible.
On what basis, though?
Basically that the first trailer was so bad.
Oh, it was so bad.
Yeah.
And they also did that with the Jurassic World, but we didn't have time to watch that trailer. I watched that trailer. They fucking scrapped that shitty film, and they made a new trailer, which makes it look fucking super live.
Yeah.
But anyway, carry on. What are you saying, Arnie Schwartz?
Well, I don't know. If you've seen the first trailer, it looks pretty shit. I remember the first time I watched the trailer, the thing I didn't like the most was the... What's the chick from Game of Thrones called? The,
Daenerys. Daenerys Stormcloak.
Yeah. Khaleesi, isn't it?
Daenerys... I just said it.
Daenerys Stormcloak.
I don't know who said it. Daenerys
Cloak of Storms.
Yeah. I hate fucking Game of Thrones. I've spoken about this on the show before. Yeah. If you like Game of Thrones...
I love it.
Well done to you, mate. Because it's fucking shit.
I love it.
Well, you're wrong. What do you like about it?
What do I
titties.
Like about it?
I love the titties. I love the war.
Oh my god, the titties.
It's so racist.
It's not racist. I heard your rant.
Yeah, you heard it.
I can't...
But it's not. The thing is, you're about to say it's set in fucking
10th
century
that.
England. But it's not. It's made in 2015.
Yeah, but if you're going to watch it and think that this show is racist whilst you're watching it, you're not going to have an entire experience, really. You're just going to have this racist view of the show.
Like, that's true.
What you're saying is racist because there's an absence of black people in it. Is that
yes.
What? Yeah, but
if Spike Lee is not going to watch it,
then it's racist.
I'm not going to watch it.
But Spike Lee thinks everything's racist.
And he's right.
Have you watched the fifth season?
There's a fifth season.
I think this is... We're in the fifth.
Are we not on the third season?
I think it's fifth. It's been out since 2011.
I thought this was the fourth.
It's been out since like 2011.
Did I miss a season?
Dude, you missed so much.
I missed it all. I haven't. No, I haven't seen the new season.
It basically, they add another black character in it.
Sick.
Wait a second.
You're welcome, black community.
This black character is in it for 4 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
He turns into
black community.
He turns into a white character.
What?
Wait.
Assimilation. What are you talking about?
And I was like, I saw the black character, and I was like, I got Ben. I got him. Because I heard your rant when I wasn't here. I heard your rant, and I was like, Ben's got to be. Yeah. But I was like, Ben's right. And then when I saw the black character, I was like, Ben's wrong. They've added a black character.
Alright, can you walk us through the assimilation? How did he become a white person?
Is it spoilers?
It's
spoiler
super spoilers.
Super spoilers.
Was it a spoiler that he turned white?
Yes.
Okay, so let's not...
Okay.
Let's not spoil it, because I guess I still do watch it, even though it's fucking trash.
It's, but yeah, I think you are right. They don't have enough black characters in it, but it would... They've gone too far in
for John them
to
Snow's
bring
black. Jon Snow should be
They should just turn him black now.
Jon Snow, they could turn him black now. No one would even complain.
Next episode, you mean? Tomorrow. Comes out, opens the door.
And it should be fucking Sam Jackson.
I'm Jon Snow. Well, he's not like, I'm Jon Snow, but it's like, but he's like, I'm Jon Snow.
Yeah, but he's not racist.
He's not racist.
Let's go down, there's some cornbread on the wall. No, this This is welcome to the racist hour. He's not a racist black stereotype.
Oh, okay.
He's just there, and he's like, "I'm Jon Snow," but he'd have to say it at the start of every sentence, "I'm Jon Snow," so that everyone would be like, "Jon Snow's black."
Yeah,
was he always black? And then they should retcon him in, like, you know what they did in Star Wars, where they took out the original dad of Stuke.
Stuke
Skywalker.
Oh, new
Luke.
Did you come up with Stuke from Luke?
Luke. I swapped the S and the L because I'm on powerful pain medicine.
Oh, you're on drugs?
I'm on.
I thought we agreed.
No drugs? Only me. Luke Skywalker. They took out his dad and they CGI'd in that young guy who played the Anakin Skywalker in the third movie, and everyone got mad about it. Everyone really didn't like it. They should do that with Jon Snow.
Why can't
they black guy?
They should just
Tyrese.
Just the face.
It should be Tyrese.
Just the face.
Just the face.
Can't he just do the minstrel blackface?
All that. He could just do that. Yeah, that's fair.
He's just coming cold face.
And people will be like, "That's racist." Instead of, "You know nothing, Jon Snow." They'll be like, "That's pretty racist, Jon Snow." And he'll be like, except he'd have to show some sort of interesting emotion to be racist. Tell me about me mum. And he's like, "Don't worry, son. I'll tell you about your mum when I come back from King's Landing." And he's like, "Oh, right, dad." And he's like, "Do-do-do-do-do." And then they go off together. And he's like, "Oh, King, I don't like the way you're treating your people." And he's like, "Well, fuck you, man. I'll fucking nut you." And then he fucking nuts him. But he can't nut him back because he's an honourable man. It's fucking fucked up. Jon Snow doesn't know his mum.
His mum.
Well, if you're listening to this, Jon Snow, yeah, mum.
Fuck off.
Tio, how do you get even from Game of Thrones? Oh yeah, the chick in the trailer is from Game of Thrones.
Terminator Genesis.
Yeah. The thing I didn't like. The thing, what we did is we paused it and then listened back to what the fuck, because we all forgot what we were actually talking about. Yeah. She looks too young in the trailer, and when I first,
what do you mean?
She looks like a kid.
She doesn't. Yeah, Wait. She doesn't look as old as Sarah Connor. Yeah. Sarah Connor looked pretty young.
Yeah, but that's.
Yeah, but she is meant to be young. It's before she had John Connor.
But like 17 young. She looks like a fucking.
Yeah, baby. She looked like a. Fucking
yeah, but she. I think she was about 18. I think the character.
She didn't
was,
look 18.
She was like in between 18 and 25.
Yeah, but they're all supposed to look like teenagers now. That's the whole film. Everyone's a teenager in the movie.
I've seen her boobies. I'm not seeing 15 year old boobies.
It makes my penis uncomfortable.
I see what you mean.
Because, like, she looks really attractive.
Bro, you should wear Lisa shorts.
Yeah, Charmers. Naked.
What?
Jokes.
But I don't know. She's fairly attractive in fairly. She's attractive in Game of Thrones. And then I saw her in that, and I was like, I remember you being attractive, but not 14-year-old attractive. Which is usually, I do go for that.
Okay.
You know, from time to time.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, but.
I'm going to cut you off right there. And, call the police.
Okay.
We rewinded that section and realized I was borderline paedophilic.
Well, okay. I don't know if that's... you were standing on the border or if you were taking the border.
Pulling out my wee wee and taking a pee pee in front of the teen-teens. Was that what
Do you remember the tin-tins? Do you guys remember the tin-tins?
I do.
Yeah.
The Tin Tins.
Yeah.
What's that?
They were that band.
The band.
Let's move on.
Alright.
Terminator Genesis. They have a really big spoiler. I think we already talked about it. I don't remember. Have you guys seen the trailer to the new Fantastic Four movie?
Looks really good.
It looks. You think so? I hate Fantastic Four. I think that. You don't like Fantastic Four?
Really? What do you not like about it?
Yeah, sorry. Whatever. I take that back what I just said, but I do what think you... that they're rubbish.
Okay.
Did they make someone black in that
yes film. They did, they made the Human Torch black.
Yeah, they did. Which just doesn't, say that. Doesn't make sense.
Really. Well, he's black.
Yeah, but he's a relative, though. So.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? No, but here's the thing, right? Black. Sue Storm's dad is black in the trailer as well. What? Sue Storm's dad is black.
Okay.
He is black, and he's something Storm. So I guess in this film, instead of him being the son, he's like their little, Sue Storm's little brother.
Yeah.
But Sue Storm is white. Okay. Apparently the audience were not ready for a half black Fantastic Four.
Oh my God.
The fucking, yeah.
1 out of 4 is enough.
Yeah, 1 out of 4.
Mate, I'm telling you, 1 out of 4 black Fantastic Four. That's, I'll fucking go crazy. But so wait, is Jessica Alba's no longer?
No, Jessica Alba. She's gotten too old. She's not in films anymore.
She's no longer involved.
What happened to Jessica? No, I was watching the trailer and I was like, "What happened to Jessica Alba?" Because I used to watch her bikini scenes in every film she was in.
What was the film with the zombies?
Night of the Living Dead.
Which one? World
War. I'm not thinking of that. I'm thinking of the. Grindhouse one with...
Oh, yeah, she was in that. Planet Terror.
Planet Terror.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
Though. Yeah, Planet Terror, and then after that was Machete, and I think she's in Machete too, but other than
she's in the Sin City film, I think.
Second
one, though, I don't think.
I think she is.
Really?
I don't know, I haven't seen
her. I don't think so.
But she's not... I mean, like, she's hot as fuck, but she's not...
She had, a like,
great...
Yeah.
Put it away.
She's not a great...
Put it... Don't... What are you fucking doing? Yeah. Sorry, can we just pause right
here? Hassan, stop. Fucking hell.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to Bangkok Radio Swayze. Do you guys have inconvenient friends that like to come out of you?
Turn it up. I can't hear this at first.
I said, do you guys have inconvenient friends that like to come all over your stuff? They buy our new patented cum wipes. They wipe up cum from any bum.
From the bum.
We're sponsored today by cum wipes. If you come on any table but don't want to touch it with your hands, which none of us do, just wipe it up with a cum wipe.
Hey guys,
yeah,
has anyone got a cum wipe? Because I need to wipe this.
That's heaven. So, do you guys ever get super duper lonely?
Hey man, I'm never lonely, man.
Why aren't you ever lonely, bro?
When I was just me, man, all I need is those gnarly waves, bro. Totally, totally gnarly waves. When I'm out there on the sea, bro, I'm never lonely.
So you don't... So you never need any friends? You don't like friends? What about you, Hassan? Do you ever get lonely?
When I'm lonely, I never get lonely, because when I'm lonely, I have myself. I have myself a fake friend.
Okay, so what we're trying to do is advertise a thing called Fake Friends. If you feel lonely, go online and hire a fake friend.
No real friends. No real friends. No real friends.
You know, when I actually thought that the original, I thought the song went, got no friends, got no friends.
Mm.
So that's why when Kendrick Lamar, Drake started the organization Fake Friends, hip-hop. I figured it made sense.
Yeah.
So go online, drake.com/
fake friends.
Fake friends.
That's drake.com/fake friends.
And hire yourself a fake friend. They got Asian fake friends. They got black fake friends. They got white fake friends, if you're an idiot. They got Mexican fake friends.
Like
they got Somalian fake friends. They got Chinese fake friends. They got...
Little girl fake friends?
They got... No.
They got little girlfriends?
They got...
they got little boyfriends?
Okay, and we are back. My final thoughts on the Fantastic Four is that it won't be good because I don't like the franchise. Eamon thinks it'll be good. Hassan,
seen it.
What? No, you've never seen anything related to the Fantastic Four?
Oh, I've seen the cartoon.
Yeah. I used to think...
Splooged on a comic book.
Okay. Yeah, you but just did that. Yeah, it was gross. Luckily, we had some patented cum wipes. genuinely, I always used to watch Fantastic Four.
What, the cartoon you mean?
I didn't used to watch it a lot. But when I did used to watch it, I used to see The Thing. And I was like, really? The Thing is made of rocks? He should just be able to shoot his hands at people. And I was a dumb kid.
Why did you think that?
Because he couldn't do that I didn't like the show. I thought he just should because he's made of rocks.
Oh, I see what you mean, because rocks can shoot. Yeah. Like rocks out.
He should shoot his fists at people.
Yeah, you were a special kid.
I was alright. Alright, so I actually want to say that I watched the Batman v Superman trailer. This is a good time to plug a show that I like to listen to called Chris and Lee's Failure to Communicate. It's a really good show. They talk about films and just the general problems that they face in being in a civil partnership.
That's the thing. I remember saying that I was going to like the latest episode.
Did you?
More than the episodes before that.
It was a great episode.
And it was true. I liked it more
I really liked the latest episode.
That's the thing. So now I know I'm going to like the episode that's coming out next, because it's probably going to be better than all the other episodes.
Yeah.
Because that's sort of how they work.
Every episode gets better.
Yeah, I mean...
gets better. I mean, except this time I think they plateaued.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can get better than this. They are really good. You should give them a listen. They spoke about Batman v Superman. We all watched the trailer. They had really negative things to say about it. They weren't super duper negative, but they were more negative than I'm about to be, because I think it looks fucking gangster.
What sort of things did they
I'm
going to
give
say?
It a fucking gangster out of
Do
gangster.
You listen? Hmm?
We listened to the show just now.
No, I mean specifically, because I wanted your sort of take on it.
Oh,
yeah, because I know what they said.
You know what.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I want to know what you made out of it.
No, we definitely know.
And then I want to know what Hassan made out of it before I tell you what I made out of it.
So you maybe...
Ben first, go ahead.
they said that it didn't look good.
Okay.
And they gave some pretty specific reasons as to why they thought that.
What were those reasons specifically, though?
One of them was that it was Batman, super...
Kind of hard in here.
Kind of dark movie. False Gods. You know what? They said isn't even important. What we're about to say is what's important. And I like it.
That's where I was going with
it. I think that it's a good... Listen to Chris and Lee's Failure to Communicate every single day. Every day of your life. Before you die. Because one day you are going to die. Believe me. One day, you are gonna die, and you're gonna wish that you spent more time listening to Chris and
Bangkok. Chris
to communicate, because it is the, it's, I'd say top nine.
Yeah.
Things in the world.
Yeah.
So there's like seven wonders.
Yeah. All of them shit.
Okay, so they're not
human shit.
How did we end up taking up two of those spots, though? That's what I want to know.
Just because we created the list.
Who was in charge of that?
Basically, the show itself was one of them.
Yeah.
And then the public decided that Hassan the show would also...
I forgot about that.
So I took number one.
Yeah.
And then the show took number two.
Oh, okay.
And then number three was...
You took a number three as well.
Basically, my dad and my mum for creating... But what were we saying? Yeah, listen to the show. It's a great show.
It is a great show. Yeah. They said some shit about Batman and Superman. I disagree with. I think.
What
it
do you
good.
Disagree with?
Did you? Then? I don't know. I don't want to say. What did you think of the trailer to Batman v Superman?
It was great.
Tell me what you liked.
Honestly, not joking aside, I actually loved it. I'm a sucker for trailers a little bit.
Oh, I love trailers. This is the opposite of what Chris and Lee were saying.
Yeah.
So what you just said about liking it, and they said they didn't.
Oh, I remember. Oh,
yeah. They said specifically. Okay. They had some specific reasons.
Okay.
It
was something like that.
It was alright.
So Eamon and I actually have a differing opinion.
Yes.
Which, instead of allowing to come up organically over a conversation, I'm just going to shoehorn in right now. Eamon thinks that Ben Affleck is not a good choice for Wayne Wonder. Yeah, Wayne Wonder.
The Jamaican...
From Batman. No, Wayne Wonder plays Batman.
Bruce...
didn't he do Don't Let It Go?
Yeah, that's
right.
That's where he made the money. That's where he made
to fund.
That's where he made the money to fund Wayne Corp.
Yeah.
Oh shit! From his fucking Raga career.
Yeah, from his Raga career. From his fucking amazing Raga career. Jesus. So he can basically fund.
He does this. He does the ending credit song every time. And there's a little scene.
Oh fuck yeah!
After the credits.
So he's the millionaire with the back cave.
That's right.
So, why don't you think Ben Affleck is a good choice for Wayne?
I'm probably not the best person to ask on this, because I just don't like Ben Affleck.
But how could you
know? I don't know why.
What's wrong with him?
I just don't know why.
It's because you watched Daredevil. It's because you saw him in Daredevil.
Well, he ruined Daredevil for me.
Yeah.
Because I thought Daredevil, the movie, was shit.
It was a piece of shit. I liked Daredevil a lot.
Wasn't that years ago?
That was years ago, but I left a red mark on my ass.
Daredevil shape.
That film is a complete piece of shit.
Shit.
The new series is really good. You should watch that.
Yeah, I'm hearing good things.
That's a plug. It's our new sponsor. It's our new sponsor.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wish they would give us money.
Anyone would give us money.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you have spare money, please give it to me.
Just send it home.
Just send it.
We'll give it to the homeless.
Care package. We'll even let you be on the show, but only for a minute.
Yeah. Bastards.
And only you give. alright, so what don't you like about Ben Affleck?
I don't know. There's something about his jib. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the cut of his jib. I love his jib.
I don't like his
jib. I want to touch his jib.
Yeah.
I want to feel it in my hand. What's wrong with that?
I like a little bit of jib. You want, like, he's got a bit of jib on his chin. He's scratching up right now.
Jibbling. Someone give me cum wipe.
That's another cum wipe.
But the, we're going to make so much money from the cum wipe people. We're saying their name like nobody's business.
I need a cum wipe. Right now.
I need to come wipe right now. I think that he might not be necessarily a good Batman.
No, but I don't
know. He'll be a super duper good Bruce Wayne. Like party boy, millionaire fucking guy.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm tuning in for. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
I
want to see Batman. He's so boring.
Did you really notice that in the trailer? I mean, have they got another trailer of that?
Yes. No.
Maybe in the other one they show him a bit more, but in that one they only showed his face for like 0.5 of a second.
Yeah.
And I felt the scar
sort of percolating a little bit. I felt the pain, do you know what I mean? As soon as I saw that face for those few seconds, I was like, I'm Ben Affleck, I hate him. Like, straight away. I hate him. So, I don't know.
And it was Jeremy Irons, and he was like, well, Master Bruce, do you feel like you should be Batman tonight? And he was like, yes. Yes. God damn it, Alfred.
Give it to me, Alfred.
Give me a fucking bat suit. I'm tired of your fucking shit. And he's like, Master Bruce, I don't like the way you talk to me. Your father never spoke to me that way. And he's like, maybe you shouldn't be a fucking butler then.
Get on the ground, Robin.
Maybe you should be my dad. Why did you treat me so bad? Why are you doing to them, Dad Butler? God damn it! And he's like, Master Bruce, please. That's why I think that Michael Caine was the best.
Yeah, Michael Caine's the best everything.
She was only 16 years old. That girl. You fucking Batman. If you're gonna go out there and kill a fucking burglar, then maybe you should think about what you're doing to the people who love you. And your parents, and he was like, "I'll live," stuff like that.
I see what you mean.
And now you think Ben Affleck is good.
Yeah, now it's turned. I'm turned. I fucking turned.
Yeah, talking of crying, which I was earlier in the show, but I wasn't. I just said talking of crying and was gonna segue into something, but then didn't. I watched last night, and I should prefix. It was like 2 in the morning. I had lots of essays due in. Instead of going to bed, I watched a documentary called Being Elmo. Now, Being Elmo is the story of the guy who puppeteers Elmo on the Muppet.
Yeah.
And like when this film came out, it was like really like everyone was like, oh my God, it's going to be great. And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I fucking cried like a little baby girl at being used as an ashtray.
Yeah.
Because sorry. Whoa. That was disgusting.
Shocking.
That was before they fucking cement their feelings behind like a metal shell that one day a handsome man will crack in Prince the form Charming. Of Ben Affleck. Prince Charming type man.
And then break it again in the form of rejection.
Oh yeah, one day.
But what part of the body do they use as an ashtray for little girls?
Just flick the cigarette
butt. So it's just like general body.
Probably on the face. That's the most probably disrespectful.
Yeah. I was thinking, do they like use the nostril?
No.
Basically, you kind of like stamp it out on the tongue.
Yeah.
And then shove, because you're like, oh, I don't really want to, where do I put it? Ear?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nostril. And you just chuck it in the nostril. And then like, you know when you're outside a pub and then they have that like little bin for the cigarette butts, some like loads are sticking out. that'll be her nose after a while. There'll just be like loads of
she'll just be standing outside waiting.
Yeah, basically.
She'd get sort of addicted to it.
Yeah,
for the you'd be like, dude, you gotta empty your ashtray. You'd be like, oh, you mean my daughter?
Just slap the back of her head. You just slap the back of her head and then it just all comes out.
Just fucking bounces back.
Disgusting.
Disgusting, right?
So you start crying like that
girl. I cried like that girl.
Wow, that's terrible.
Oh, Elmo, man. Fucking hell. Like, like, first of all, like, it was like one of those inspirational stories, but you know how you have the inspirational stories that sometimes have a bit where the artist has to face adversity?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
No?
This guy, like, I mean, it did sort of happen in the beginning, but this guy was like, it's like this cool guy, basically, and he loves puppets, and he just fucking, his whole life he loved puppets, and he's so in puppets, and then obviously, he's in secondary school, so guys are like, you must fuck your puppets.
Okay.
And that's the only adversity he felt.
He was a puppeteer as a child, as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, and they were like, you bang your puppets. You're a dickhead. You bang your puppets. You're gay.
Yeah.
Like, really bullying. They bullied him.
Yeah.
But he was bullied in secondary school. But then from there, he just fucking soared. And even halfway through secondary school, he went and worked on a show.
Secondary store.
Yeah.
Because he worked in an apartment
store. It's like the comedy
store. Is that where he bought Elmo in the secondary store?
No, that was on Sesame Street.
Oh, right.
That's Sesame Store.
So he fucking... Yeah, his life was just great. But I started fucking crying. They brought terminally ill children and Elmo would be like, Elmo loves you.
Oh,
and the kids would be like, yay. Yeah. And I just was like...
Okay.
Elmo loves them.
Elmo make it better.
And then like Elmo turned to like the screen and be like, Elmo loves you. And I was like, yeah. I fucking couldn't stop crying, man. You should watch Tickle Me. Like, you should watch Being Elmo because you will fucking cry. Maybe not. Maybe it's
but
just
what, I'm confused. So you're just crying at that one specific bit
of the bro, time. And then from then on, they just were just constantly like, they crying. Had Jim Henson's funeral in it.
Oh, God.
The guy who created, like, all of these puppets.
Oh,
the guy, Jim, they created the Muppets.
Okay.
Jim Henson.
Say it even more.
Say it more.
No, even less. You guys.
I like to call him Jim Benson.
Yeah. Oh, the ego.
He's doing that thing again. I see what you do.
Takes everything.
He's using letters.
Like sometimes I remember he called instead of Amy, he calls you Benman.
Benman.
Oh, it's just
A Ben.
A Ben.
Just
Ben.
Ben.
Ben
Ben.
Yeah.
Ben A Ben.
Yes. Did you
Ben A Ben?
Did you say something?
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right, Ben A Ben. You just chill.
Chill out, Ben Ben.
You just
chill out, Ben Ben. Ben's talking. But you're quite a tough guy. Ben.
Me? Oh yeah, I'll fight.
So I'm quite confused.
You're a tough guy.
You're a tough guy. Yeah. So why did you cry over that? I'm baffled.
Oh, bro. Well, really first of all, like, terminally ill children and Elmo's being friends.
Okay, that's very
hilarious.
Like Jim Henson's funeral actually got me one time. I remember just watching a YouTube video, and I don't even know why. You know when you get into YouTube spirals?
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing. I got into like a YouTube spiral, and there was like a clip. I watched a clip of Big Bird singing. What was he singing? It's Not So Easy Being Green, which is the famous Kermit the Frog song. Do you remember that song?
Yeah,
So easy being green. And he was singing that at Jim Henson's funeral.
What the? That's fucking trippy.
And then right at the end of the song, he was like, "I miss you, Kermit."
Oh my
or like,
God.
"I love you, Kermit," or "Thank you, Kermit." And I was just like, argh! Just like, that fucking... Because Big Bird's who I watched as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, Kermit, sort of, as I got older. And then this is the funeral for Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
And Big Bird is singing at it.
No, I mean, obviously, it's epic. Like, everyone has to fucking love the Muppets. If you don't love the Muppets, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You hate puppets.
I honestly hate puppets. And I can't not watch the Muppets every Christmas. Like, whenever it's on, I'll get fucking wasted and watch it.
Yeah. Wasted to sit in the same room.
Take drugs and watch it because I can't watch it without drugs.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
It's
bad. We also watched the Star Wars trailer. Who's that on the line? We got all kinds of phones going off right now.
Two phones.
If it's Sammy, just reject it.
Sammy.
Just reject it. just reject that guy. I don't even want him.
Hi, Sammy. In future Sammy world, who's listening to this?
Yeah,
we rejected your phone call.
We reject. Well, we wanted. I said we should. My name is Eamon.
Fuck your ass.
All right, what did you guys think of the Star Wars trailer?
Yeah, I mean, I like Star Wars. I don't know about you guys. I've been a Star Wars fan. I mean, I don't jerk off to it or anything. Yeah, but.
They're like, fucking dickheads too.
I do.
No one accused you of jerking.
I just wanted to say it. I wanted to get it out there.
Your favorite character is Jar Jar. We'll have Jar Jar on right now.
Yeah.
Hi, Cass.
Hey, Jar Jar.
Hey, what's up, Jar Jar?
It's alright. I'm just here, you know. I was on a plane. I came from Gangan.
How is it down there, Gangan?
It's wet, you know. Yeah. It's alright.
You look wet now, Jar Jar.
Oh god, I got a cum wipe.
Okay.
I gotta wipe the cum out of my face.
Jar Jar, what are you doing with cum wipes?
Did
B give you those?
Thank you. That's based. That, what you just heard, was the original trilogy of Star Wars.
See you there, Jar Jar.
Condensed.
See you, Jar Jar.
You're some people gotta die? You're some people gotta die? You're some people wanna go to McDonald's? We ride bicycles all day. What? We have a fun time. We're going to Disneyland together. You and me, baby. Don't forget about our assholes. Forget about the past. We're going to Disneyland. We'll have a good time.
Jar Jar, man.
They blew up Gengar. They blew it up.
Get him out of here.
Jar Jar, get the fuck out of here.
Fucking get him out.
Alright, so...
I told you we shouldn't have showed him Scarface.
Yusa people going down. What did you guys think of the new Star Wars trailer? What did you think, Eamon?
I thought it was good.
What did you think?
I like the fact that they put in the black stormtrooper.
Yeah, I like black stormtroopers. That's although cool. I thought that all the stormtroopers were clones of that Aussie rules football lad.
Yeah, but that's the thing about Disney. You can assimilate shit
and
then morph it.
Oh my god.
So that's great. Sense.
You know what I love about Disney? They're like, hang on a jiffy. There are black people in this film.
Mm.
That's not allowed in 2015. So let's put someone in.
Yeah, finally.
Let's add a member of the crew, and let's give him one of the main parts.
I mean, there were obviously black people in Star Wars. And Samuel L. Jackson,
they were just aliens.
Yeah, there was aliens.
And fucking Jar Jar Binks was the only black guy except Samuel
Jar Jar Jackson. Binks was a Rasta man.
wasn't that the biggest criticism of it?
And that is the most racist.
Yeah, but it's still up for debate if he was a Jamaican alien.
Well, it was a black guy playing him.
It was Yellow Man playing him.
Was it Yellow Man?
Who's Yellow Man? Yellow Man, the big rapper, reggae artist.
I thought it was Wayne Wonder.
No, I'm joking.
No, he just Yellow Man
did not play that.
For the few listeners who like know who Yellow Man. Yeah.
It was a good trailer. It was a great trailer. Like all of them. I liked the end.
Yeah.
What happened at the end?
I was able to go off and use a cum wipe.
That's the thing. Cum wipes, you can just use them at any time.
You can use them at any time.
It's crazy.
First, guys.
I know.
I go to when I watch the Star Wars trailer.
Right.
Which is good.
And then you need a cum wipe afterwards. Yeah.
But how do you get a cum wipe?
You buy them.
At
CKC Bangkok Radio Swayze. That's where you
buy
them.
.com.
.com.
/wipe.
BK. Radio.
So yeah, I like the end where Harrison Ford was like,
"Hey Chewie, let's tear shit up."
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you know why I like that bit? Because Harrison Ford was in it, and I like Harrison Ford.
Oh my god! Here's where me and you differ.
You fucking hate him. Why do you hate him?
My dad hates him.
Yeah, same reason I hate Ben Affleck. Except it's slightly different. It's not that reason.
Ben's got it's not that reason. It seems.
I just hate him for reasons that I don't understand.
You're right, Harrison Ford has never been in a single good movie.
I'm not going to say the title because you already know what film I'm thinking about.
Fugitive. Harrison Ford. Great film.
No. I'm not thinking about that.
The one that he's in. The one where he kills his wife, Michelle Pfeiffer. No. That's the twist ending. Screamies. I can't remember what the film is called.
Screamies.
It's where he tries to bury her underwater.
Is it actually? It's not called Screamies.
It's not called Screamies.
Can you imagine a producer in Hollywood being like,
We're gonna green light it. Yeah. We're gonna green light this film.
Screamies. Screamies. I like it. It's great, great title. $50 million right there.
Are you sure we're gonna run with Screamies?
Listen to me, Al. I've never been wrong. I've come out with Jeff Cakes. I've
come out. Listen, boss, usually you're right, but Screamies, I don't know.
Hey, yo, why I oughta give you all. We're going with Screamies. Yeah, and it failed. That film actually failed.
I'm gonna. Every person listening to this film is not gonna like me anymore.
Who's listening to this film?
This podcast, I mean.
Oh right.
Rather, I don't like the original. I don't. I mean, it's all right, but I don't go crazy for Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I don't really like the Indiana Jones films.
Oh, that's what he's in.
Which is what I imagine Eamon was trying to get me to say.
Well, Indiana Jones, Blade Runner.
I take back my argument. Blade Runner's a great film.
Blade Runner.
What else has he been in? Fugitive, Blade Runner.
Screamies.
He was in that shitty film that came out, what was it, last year?
Star Wars.
No, all those children that are being trained for... Ender's Game.
Yeah. Oh, that film sucked so much.
That was pants.
Why is he dead?
Yeah,
because he's a sci-fi fugitive.
Yeah, he's crazy.
Love
you, Harrison.
Yo, sci-fi fugitive is a good name for an album.
Yeah. And a film.
And a movie. Yeah.
And this show. Should we change it right now?
Should we change the name?
No.
Welcome to Sci-Fi Fugitive.
Sci-Fi Fugitive. Doesn't have the same ring.
So you can buy all the cum wipes at... Sci-fi
future. Harrison Ford was in a plane crash, though.
Yeah,
but he survived. I do rate him for that, because he survived it. Yeah.
He did like a tumble roll out of the plane, and then he just... He must have
been sitting... Wait, I'm about to do a bit of a joke.
Go on.
He must have been in a fridge. At the time.
What?
He must have been in his fridge, in the plane, when it crashed.
Wait, is it because of Air Force... Well...
What? Air Force One, was he in that film? He was. He was good in that. Harrison Ford is a great actor. Yeah. My dad hates him. I hate him.
Yeah, okay.
It's
passed on.
I'm at an age where I know who my dad hates.
Yeah.
Without me introducing him to my dad and being like, oh, I hate him. So I'm pretty sure if I see an actor and I like him, I don't want to show them to my dad. There are some, like if I see Clint Eastwood, I'm like, obviously my dad loves him.
Yeah.
Or Steven Seagal. Obviously, my dad loves him.
So just the classics.
If I'm watching a movie that hasn't been tainted for me yet by him saying he hates Harrison Ford, so I can't watch any Harrison Ford movies. But if I can't show him new actors that I know he's gonna hate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the guy in Castaway? Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. Like, I hate Tom Hanks.
How can you hate Tom Hanks? You're full of shit. How can you hate Tom Hanks?
And the thing is, I like Castaway. And I like
every single film.
That is bad, except for The Terminal. That film sucks. Nothing to do with
the films that he's been bad in. It's just his face. Something about his face. He's one of those guys from.
I hate Richard Gere.
Richard Gere. I can see why you hate Richard Gere.
Why do you hate Ben Affleck again? Can you remind me? It's because of his.
It's the cut of his jib.
His face, I think you said as well. No,
partially his face.
So okay,
I've Ben Affleck with faces.
Face, yeah.
That I hate.
Tom Hanks' face. Who else don't you like in Hollywood?
Let's see. Who
Richard
else?
Gere? I don't like Richard Gere.
Richard Gere is on the fence. We have alienated
everyone listening. Because you've named all the biggest fucking heroes in Hollywood. Yeah.
You don't like... Who's the guy in Con Air? Main guy in Con Air?
Nicolas Cage.
You don't like Nicolas Cage?
I love Nicolas Cage.
Why
do
you hate him?
Hey, Nicolas Cage. Well, firstly, because he ruined fucking Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Who liked Ghost Rider before that film?
People who liked Ghost Rider the comic, aka guys like me.
I never read that shit. That was fucking bang. I can imagine as a little kid, you're in the comic book store and you're like,
hey, have you got the latest Ghost Riders?
Hey, kid, get the fuck out of here. You're here every week asking for the latest Ghost Rider.
Mister, stop swearing, firstly. just give me the Ghost Rider.
I told you never pay. You're gonna pay one of these days for these comic books, alright?
Mister, I came with money. I didn't have anything left for it.
Okay, you can buy it.
Alright, thanks, Mister.
Whoa, that was.
I would have to say, though, that Ghost Rider as a concept sounds like a fucking.
Sounds like a Wu-Tang
it's a,
album.
It's a guy who rides a bike with a skull that's on fire.
He has a ghost face. Okay, yeah. That's the thing you gotta understand. He has a ghost face, and he's a killer.
Well, they definitely work backwards from the title and the concept.
Yeah.
was like after that they were like,
no, it's right. Not, it's not just that. I don't know. I just don't like Nicolas Cage that much. I didn't like him in Bad. I didn't like him in the remake of Bad Lieutenant.
You didn't. Yeah, but you watched that. I liked mysterious guacamole pills.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that's the thing. That's how you got to watch those type of films.
But, I really like that movie.
I like the remake. I like the original better than the remake.
Yeah, I like the original better.
But I don't know. He's just one of those guys I don't like, I guess.
It's nothing to do with his face then?
It's partly to do with his face. Okay,
alright.
It's then. A face thing, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
face theme. Punching faces.
So, Aaron, what did you think of the new Star Wars trailer? Did I already ask you that?
Yeah, you did. I can change my opinion if you like. I hated it. I hated it so much.
Ben's got a picture of a penis.
Every time I bend over to write notes, I'm actually just adding pubes to a picture of a dick.
Yeah, man, this is just becoming too graphic.
If you want, I'll upload the picture of the dick to the Radio Swayze.
We'll just website. Put it as part of the episode picture, I guess.
And I'm giving him a little afro.
Yeah.
All right, so coming up after the break,
We
are going to look at some of the questions you've sent in, sent in. Finally, people are starting to use our email address, which is don.falasco@gmail.com. There you go.
So it's don.falasco@gmail.com. Did I spell Falasco right?
Yeah, you did.
Falasco. Dude. I only know it spelling
it
that
again.
Fast.
Do it again like that.
Falasco. Anyway, hey, enjoy your break, you fucking animals. New fake friends. I'm surrounded by friends. Still chilling with the guys who are friends with me. I got some friends, but luckily I got fake friends. Anyway, welcome back to BKR, Bangkok Radio Swayze. We are ready to have some questions asked to us from you, the readers, at readermail.com. That's not a real thing. I just made that up just now. At don.falasco@gmail.com. Send in your questions. Tweet them to us at BK Radio
Swayze.
Is it BKR Swayze or BK Radio Swayze?
BK Radio.
So tweet us at BK Radio Swayze. We've actually got a few tweeters at the moment because we
tweet us.
We started a Twitter war with Justin Bieber.
Yes, we're like, hey Justin, we don't want to start a fight. You're a nice guy. Would you listen to our thing?
And he was like, yeah, I'll listen to your thing, man. I'll just put it on the ear so all the girlies will listen to it.
And we were like, oh, that's really nice of you, Justin. And he was like, no problem, guys.
And that was about as close to a Twitter beef as we've ever gotten.
Yeah, that was
great. It was a super nice. What a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
I see.
Sounds different
Twitter. It's all right, man. It's cool. It's still me, man.
Oh, okay.
Let's crack on with the first question.
Oh, so who's those questions? Oh, hey, Surfer Dude.
Sorry. My name's Ocean. I just came in to quickly run these questions.
Oh, sorry, Ocean. One second.
Sorry, one second. Did you say 1 second?
Sorry,
go on.
Frank. You know, Frank Ocean has had his name legally changed to Frank Ocean.
Right. I don't know who that is, bro.
Are you called Ocean from birth?
Sorry, Ocean is sort of my Hulu name. It's just sort of...
What's your real name?
Well, I don't really get it. I don't really use that anymore, so...
what is it?
It's Wave. I don't really like it. I don't really use it anymore. Did you just call me Wave?
I was by accident, I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's Ocean.
I used to know a guy called Wayne.
Right.
But his surname wasn't Wave.
Do you mean... I don't know why you keep calling me Wave.
Ocean. Hulu Ocean.
But it's Ocean, right?
Alright, Ocean. Carry on. What's the first question?
The first question, bro, is it looks like it says Space Junkie over here.
Yeah, that's
it. It just says sort of an introspective question. It just says why, just why?
Now, when you say why, just why, do you mean he's just written the word why?
No.
Or has he written the sentence why, just why?
He's written the sentence why, just why.
What do you think about that, Ocean?
Well... I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is, why would you write that, bro? Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think I know what you mean.
Sort of, why would he write it in the first place?
Do you think that he's really sad? What's he saying why about?
I mean, I guess he's sort of asking himself, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, asking himself, why would I write this? Just like, why would I write this? Just, do you know what I mean? And then he wrote it down, so he thought, I'm writing down my thoughts. I sort of know what he means, bro, because sometimes when I'm sort of riding the waves, yeah. I feel like I want to write my thoughts on the waves.
Oh, yeah? Mean, bro? How do you write them down, though? That's the thing. There's no pen and paper out there.
I never get to that stage, bro.
Yeah.
Because then I'm just like, why don't I want to write my thoughts? Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean, right?
I feel like I know what you mean. You just write them on the sea.
That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad.
It's rad. It's gnarly.
You know what I mean? Right?
Do you have a question for Space Junkie? Do you have an answer for Space Junkie?
I think, where did this come from? Was this Gmail or was this Twitter?
This looks like it was on your Gmail account.
On the Gmail. So this is a deliberate email to us. I was thinking maybe it was like a mistake. He was maybe.
Can you tweet by mistake?
Probably. I thought he was like probably giving it to someone else. Why?
Yeah.
Just why?
Dude, bro, I'm gonna read you the question one more time.
I think there's some problems here.
It's confusing. I think there's some problems. Let's go again.
Listen up, dude, bros. All right. The question is why. Just why.
But why not just.
Why?
See, that's why you're confusing yourself, bro.
But just
you're digging into the second level, when really you should be thinking, bro, on the totally third level.
But he's not.
Let me just tell you about this time when I was in the waves, bro.
Yeah, please do.
I was sort of on the waves, and I was riding the waves, and I was riding the second wave rather than riding the third wave. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whilst I was riding the second wave, I was like, I should actually be totally.
Wait, I just want to retract.
What?
I need to quickly, just now when you said, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I said, yeah, I want to retract that.
Okay.
I want to say no.
All right. Oh, well, I'll go back to what the question was then. But yeah. It was why, just why, bro?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, fuck you, Space Junkie.
All right.
You think you're better than us?
Yes.
Let's keep it coming.
Should I go into the next question,
please, Ocean?
This one comes up from Mike Worms. This one says, red pill or blue pill?
Reference from The Matrix.
No, I think it's actually I think you're wrong. I think it's a reference from Matrix Reloaded.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you guys mean Matrix?
Yeah.
Right. I just wanted to be sure. Okay. Talking about The Matrix.
But he could be talking about, because basically the red pill in the pharmacy is usually the really strong, strong painkiller. Yeah, ibuprofen. And the blue one's the one that makes you shit easily. What's that one?
Sudafed,
yeah. So, like, maybe he's like, do you want to numb the pain?
Do you
want to
numb the pain of constipation, or do you just want to flush it out?
Or do you want to shit it?
Answer, always, flush it out.
Flush it out. Keep it in.
You want to keep it in?
Keep it in.
But are you just...
Because I can't be... I'm a busy man. I can't be wasting time taking shits.
Bro, whenever you're shitting, it's never a waste of time. Well, the thing How is, many times have you shat in the ocean?
Bro, I never shit in the ocean, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Why? That's totally... Bro, do you shit where you eat, man?
Do you eat in the ocean?
You eat in the ocean.
I only eat from the ocean, bro.
Oh, but do you eat in the ocean?
I mean, I don't really want to get into the specifics of my religion, but...
Wait, what religion are you?
Well, it's ocean. That's how I got my name.
So you're named after the religion?
Well, we worship the ocean.
You're
so
an ocean
everyone,
follower.
I guess,
everyone
yeah.
is the, well, you're not called an ocean follower. You're just called Ocean. That's my name. I'm Ocean.
So is everyone in your religion called Ocean?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, so how do you differentiate?
Well, that's the thing, bro. We're all one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't really have to separate or distinguish anything apart from your waves. In the ocean.
So if you're all in the dinner hall, I mean, I imagine you will eat in a dinner hall.
I don't actually eat, bro.
Are you just eating?
Sort of taking energy from the waves.
Okay. But I want to be like, if you're just there and you're like, yo, Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Who turns around?
Everyone.
Everyone.
That's right, bro.
And then what happens after that? How do you...
But what if you wanted to tell, like, a secret about Ocean to Ocean?
Right.
But you don't want Ocean to hear it.
There are no secrets allowed in Ocean.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the plural? Oceans?
It's just ocean.
Oh, yeah. Oceans.
How many of you are there?
There's a group of us hanging out, bro, getting chilling around. You'd call it an ocean of oceans.
An ocean.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, no, that's amazing.
We're trying to get it put into the dictionary, bro. So.
Can I be in this gang? Is it a gang?
Is your name... What's your name?
It's just Hassan.
I don't know. I don't understand. I don't understand your name, bro. I don't understand your name, bro.
I will leave. I like your religion.
Is it O-C-E-A-N?
No, it's just HA.
I don't think you could. No, grade, then, bro.
Well, what I could do is I could legally change my name to Ocean, like Frank Ocean.
Dude,
did.
Bro, that's what I'll I did. That's that. What I did. You I'll just passed the test. I'm not supposed to tell you how you do it.
I'd love to be part of this game.
Go ahead.
I'd love to eat in the water. That sounds righteous. Am I cool?
We eat in the water, bro, but we never shit in the water. That's
I'm down for that.
We don't shit.
Oh.
No, it's just...
You're missing. Sorry. You should take the blue pill. Flash that shit out.
I
always
take, and everything I own is blue, bro. Oh,
like the ocean.
Like the ocean.
This guy's really cool. Yeah. Can I be your friend?
Well, you're Ocean's friend, bro.
Or who's up? Well, are you everyone, Ocean or all? Ocean.
We're okay. All Ocean.
You're really cool. I really like you, man. I like this. I think next week I'm not going to be here.
Okay.
I think I'm going to be with Ocean.
Well, I don't know,
you're a cool
bro.
Guy. I like it.
I don't know, bro. You can't be with me, but you can be sort of at me.
I'm only coming if I'm hanging out with you.
100% Ocean. I'm only coming.
I'm only coming, yeah. All
right. Next question.
Ocean, can you read the next question?
The next question is from Janet. Slam it, bro. All right. What do you do about... wait, hold on, bros. This isn't really a word we use in Ocean, so I don't really... What is that word?
This is haters.
Does that say haters? Because yeah, in Ocean, we don't actually have
haters.
Yeah,
you wrote this, Ocean. You wrote that.
No, down. Janet Slamit wrote that.
Well, Janet...
Oh, yeah, you're reading off the computer.
Yeah, well... Yeah, well, that's the thing. Haters is not really something we deal with in Ocean, so I don't understand.
You have no haters.
What about bros, sharks? Bros, they're haters.
The question is, what do you do about haters, bro?
What about sharks? They're haters.
Well, sharks aren't haters, bro.
What about fucking octopuses? They're haters.
No, they're not haters.
Jellyfish are definitely haters.
Well, they're again, not haters, bro.
What about the box jellyfish at the end of
those
7?
Those are fucking haters. Fucking haters. Those are the only haters in Ocean, bro.
They're right. The haters of the ocean.
Box jellyfish.
Alright, what you
say? Why'd you hate them?
What?
Why do you hate them?
I don't really hate them.
Why are they haters?
They hate Ocean. Therefore, I don't really Ocean them. Do you know what I mean?
This guy's so cool.
They don't really gel. Do you know what I mean?
He's a cool guy. He's so cool.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
I really want to hang out with your Ocean.
With Ocean.
Quick, yeah.
See, now you're getting it, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it. So what, you have no haters at all in Ocean land?
Well, there are sort of haters. I mean, there are... Well, let me put it this way, bros. I mean, there are haters that pay, you know, the low rate of $6.99 to be part of Ocean. And then there are actual Oceans that pay the premium price, like myself, which is
$100. Wait, hang on. You got to pay.
Yeah, go on.
You got to pay to join Ocean.
Well, bros, who do you think pays for the Ocean, bro?
Guys who subscribe to Ocean.
Exactly, bros.
Oh, wow. Makes sense.
Exactly.
How much is the premium package?
It's £150
a month.
Well, it's a week because the ocean needs to be cleaned every week.
I see.
But you work as...
Bros, oceans don't work, bro.
So how do you pay?
What do you mean?
What's...
Bro, don't you... How do you mean, bro?
Are you going to join? Are you going to join the organization, Hazard?
I don't know now, but... He's such a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. I have £150.
Bro, I mean, I don't know, bros.
Can I loan? Is it okay? Can I have a loan?
You can get like a loan from one of those bank places.
Can I sell my house?
You could, bro. This is exactly what I did, bro. I sold my house and now I'm living out on the ocean, bro.
Oh yeah.
You only have to go
Where do you sleep?
On the ocean, bro. On my surfboard.
You sleep on your surfboard.
That's
do you
right.
have a pillow?
No, I don't need a pillow, bro.
Do you use a fish?
No fish, bro. I eat those.
Well, obviously, what else would you do with the fish?
So I don't know what to do with haters. Now that I'm an ocean,
I don't even understand that word anymore.
Exactly. So next question.
Right. Next question. What do you guys think about Kiefer Sutherland replacing David Hayter, bros, as Solid Snake?
Who's that from?
I guess that's coming in from the next Metal Gear game, is that
yeah, right? But who sent that?
That came in from a guy called David Hayter. I've never heard of him.
What the fuck? David Hayter sent that?
David Hayter sends us mail about David Hayter. How funny is that?
What an egocentric
bastard. Egocentric man. Have you ever actually seen... okay, so first of all, Ocean, what do you think... You don't play Metal Gear Solid.
I don't really know what you mean.
It didn't make it to the ocean.
No, bro.
Hazan, have you ever played Metal Solid?
No, not really.
Neither have I.
Yeah.
I have no feelings.
David Hayter, you're a hater.
David Hayter, hater, 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 hater. Thank you for listening to Bangkok Radio Swayze.